Over the weekend, we saw the first major snowstorm hit southern Wisconsin, and it caused a lot of traffic-related issues, including a 41-car pileup on I-894.
We figured it's time to get a refresher on winter driving. And here to give us tips on how to drive safely this time of year is Pam Moen. She's the Assistant Vice President of Public Affairs at AAA. Pam, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, it's not officially winter yet, not until the 21st, but the weather makes us think otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forget.
Yeah, I know. What's your most basic tip for driving safely in the winter?
Well, really the biggest thing is we need to slow down and allow extra travel time when road conditions are poor, like we saw yesterday. That is the single biggest thing, and a lot of these crashes, like we saw, can be prevented if people will just slow down and increase the following distance between you and the vehicle in front of you. Watch what's going on ahead of you, and if you've left enough room, chances are much better that you will be able to respond and react in time to some of the things that are going on ahead of you. But too often, and in most cases with the first big snowfall of the season, it takes us a while to be reminded how to drive when the conditions are poor. But the biggest thing people can do is just slow down.
Are there things we can do to our vehicles to help along with with keeping us safe?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a number of key things to do with your vehicle in the winter time. The first is to check your battery. AAA gets more calls for faulty batteries in the winter time than for anything else. And a lot of people don't know that at 0 degrees, for an example, your battery has about one-third less starting power than it does when temperatures are warmer. So if your battery is aging and maybe has been working during the warmer days, when we get this cold snap, it can fail. And so that's one of the things to check out ahead of time so you don't become stranded. Likewise, make sure your tires have adequate tread for winter driving. That's another big issue and can help prevent slide-offs and skidding if you have adequate tire tread. The other thing, if your windshield wipers are aging, make sure that you replace those so that your windshield doesn't streak when you're trying to clear the snow and ice while you're driving. That will make sure that you are having the best visibility possible while driving, which will help keep you safe. And then the other important thing to remember, especially in the wintertime, is to keep your gas tank at least half full all of the time to avoid potential fuel line freeze-ups. And in the event that you would slide off the road or become stranded, you'll have enough fuel in your tank to run your car periodically to help stay warm.
Let's dig into some of those for a bit. So with our tire tread, how do we know if it's time to replace our tires?
Well, with all of today's technology, we still have the old standby. If you pull out a quarter and see President Washington's head, if you put the quarter into the groove of your tire tread with his head pointed down, as long as you can still see some space between the president's head and where your tire tread starts, you should have adequate tire tread to get you through the winter. However, if your tread is close to or covering up part of the president's head, then it's probably time to look at getting new tires. And I did that myself this fall just because my tires were at that point where they were getting me by fine during the warmer months, but I just feel much better having full traction on all four wheels in the wintertime.
Maybe this is just superstition on my part. It was something that my mom and my grandmother taught me is to get the juice flowing in your battery, sit and park for just a few seconds and tap the gas. Is that going to help boost that battery power that you're talking about?
Well, that is something that AAA, it's not among our recommendations, but most cars today, if you start them up, you know, I remember growing up too, when it was cold like this, we'd start the cars and let them run for a few minutes before we actually started driving. But that's really not necessary with today's vehicles. Most of them can can start up and pretty much go into operation fairly quickly.
I should have mentioned my grandma drove a 1972 Buick Electra.
Well,
so
there you go.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind as I try to employ other advice she gave me.
So, yeah, things have changed a bit since
yeah.
then.
Well, we all like to think that we're good drivers, and of course, I'm sure many of us are, but there are other drivers on the highways, too, that we need to be careful of. What tips do you have for defensive driving?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I mean, and I was actually out driving in the snowstorm last night, and I reminded myself of that. It's, you know, I was trying to be cautious and go slow, but then was reminded a number of times that not everyone is being as cautious as you might like them to be. But certainly there are some driving tips that can help keep you safe in a storm like we saw yesterday. The first, as we've talked about, is to just slow down and increase the following distance between you and the vehicle in front of you. That is your best advice for defensive driving. That just leaves you more time to react if a car in front of you skids out or collides with something. It will give you more time to respond and hopefully stay out of the mix. Some of the other things you can do before you start out, remove all of the snow from your entire car so that if you leave snow on your lights, it makes you less visible. If you leave it on your hood, it can blow up into your windshield. If you leave it on your roof, it can blow off and impair the visibility of the drivers behind you. So that's a really good idea, to make sure that you clear all of the snow from your car so that it doesn't impair you or the other drivers on the road with you. Also a good idea to drive with your low beam headlights on. It helps you see as well as to be seen by other drivers. A reminder to watch also for icy surfaces on bridges and exit ramps and intersections, as those areas tend to ice up sooner than perhaps the regular roadway. Again, you want to just look farther ahead in traffic to make sure that you allow yourself the maximum time to react if something goes wrong ahead of you. Also, be mindful of trucks. I know last night when I was out, anytime a truck would pass, it would almost be a whiteout condition. And so you have to anticipate that and be able to slow down and also know that trucks take more time and space to stop than a passenger vehicle takes. So you want to be really mindful of any large vehicles or trucks on the road with you. A couple of other things. A lot of folks don't know that you shouldn't use your cruise control in rain or snowy conditions. That can actually increase your chances of skidding and losing control of the vehicle. Another reminder to folks that own a four-wheel drive vehicle, well, that can help get you out of snow better than a different vehicle. It's not going to help you stop any faster. So folks driving four-wheel drives need to drive just as slowly and be just as cautious as everyone else. That's not going to prevent you from skidding or allow you to stop if something happens in front of you.
Well, Pam, thank you so much for sharing these tips with us.
Well, you're so welcome. And it's also really important, if people haven't already done so, to make sure that they're carrying some emergency supplies in their vehicle, and always travel with your cell phone and battery charger in case you need to call for help.
And what's your website if people want to take a look?
You bet. AAA's got a lot of good driving safety information. It's simply www.AAA.com.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
That was Pam Moen, Assistant Vice President of Public Affairs at AAA.